don't tread on my bottle, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Thursday, October 30th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is a longtime friend, Stephanie Jacobson. She is part of Otsego's Liberty Rising. Greatly appreciate all the work she's done over the years in trying to educate the public about things going on in our communities. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Randy. Thanks for having me.
One of the things that you and I talked about the other night at the Iron Pig, and I've been getting all kinds of information sent to me about this millage proposal that's going to be in all three counties. Everybody listening has to understand that if you live in Sheboygan, Otsego, or Presque counties, you have to vote this coming Tuesday, November 4th. This is not subject to townships, cities, and villages. These are countywide issues that Stephanie and I are going to be talking about. One of the things, Stephanie, that came to your attention was, what is it exactly that's going to be on the ballot this coming Tuesday in those three counties, Sheboygan, Otsego, and Presque Isle?
Well, it's very interesting because this is an off-year election. And really, if you're looking at Otsego, for example, where I'm from, this is the only question on a lot of our ballots. But it's a massive tax increase for something that we're largely already doing and paying for in several different ways. I kind of equate it to mission creep. I just want to tell everyone, like, you are going to be voting, or if you sit this one out, your taxes are going to be increased. So you really need to understand this issue. And it's a millage for the Sheboygan, Otsego, and Presque Isle Educational Services District, the ESD.
The ESD, and this is something that I found to be kind of interesting, because I got to be honest with you, Stephanie, every single time for the last, 14 years we've lived in Antrim County, we've always had these type of things done with our county. I've never seen a tri-county issue like this before. This is the first one I've ever been exposed to. And explain exactly who this group is and why perhaps you think they may have chosen to do it this way.
Yeah, well, ESDs are not new. And a while back, and I don't exactly know when this came about, it was kind of thought that if there's certain services for specific students within a larger area than just a school district, it would make financial sense to create this service district and hire professionals that could go out to various schools, like, for example, an occupational therapist or a speech language pathologist. And so it was billed to us under consolidation will actually equal cost savings. And I'm not sure if that is the case or not. All I know is they're getting bigger and bigger. They're moving into more areas. And of course, they want more money. So ESDs are nothing new. You're probably not in ours, Randy, but you have your own, and you vote for millages for them. For example, in Otsego, they already have two millages. I believe one is about 1.5 mils for the services they currently provide. And then a while back, there was another one that Otsego County residents actually voted down, but because the majority of the ESD said yes, we pay for that. So we already pay in Otsego County 1.7171 mils for ESD services. So those things aren't going away. The sky is not falling. They still have their operating money. This is a new millage. They want to do something the schools are already doing, which is vocational education, and they want a tax increase to do it.
So this is a new in addition to what they're already receiving.
Yes, and that does not count the taxes that we pay for our public schools. So that's a whole different entity.
Right.
You know,
whole
there's more
different
taxes
pot of
for
money.
Schools.
A whole different pot. I got it. Okay,
good. Lots of pots.
Well, we got to go to a hard break, Stephanie. Can you stay through the break with me?
Absolutely. I'd love to unpack this.
All right. We got to do exactly that. We're going to unpack it, break it down so you, everybody, can understand it. And then we're going to share the heck out of this podcast. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
On Sunday, November 2nd, the 9th District Republican Youth invite our fellow American brothers and sisters to join us for an evening of remembrance for Charlie Kirk. Tickets are free and it's only $5 for parking. Gates open at noon. At 4 p.m., we will have a church service on the mountain. And then at 6:30 p.m., the memorial begins. For more information, go to LibertyMountainUSA.com. Let's gather at Liberty Mountain USA, November 2nd, to remember our American brother, Charlie Kirk.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two, staying through the break, is Stephanie Jacobson talking about what's going to be on your ballot if you live in Sheboygan, Otsego, or Presque Isle counties this coming Tuesday, November 4th. Now, a couple of text messages, Stephanie. I do interactive text messaging during the show. I got this from Miss P up in Sheboygan. She said, Randy, they are already doing this. They rebuilt Auto Shop Welding Computer Lab just 5 years ago at the Sheboygan High School. We're already paying for it, already doing it in Sheboygan. ESDs. I got a text message from a fellow Antrim County resident. Randy, yes, we are part of Antrim, Grand Traverse, and Kalkaska. But you're right. They've never done a tri-county millage proposal before that we can even remember, like you. We've lived here for 20 years. So I guess, Stephanie, it does exist in these ESDs like you described, but never seen them asking for money, especially this much money, as a new, brand new additional tax. Let's get into that part of it.
Yeah, well, I can't really speak to that. I know we've had several ESD-wide millages on our ballots since I've been here. So yeah. I know that it's not new for the COPESD to do that. Right. And that person who, Miss P, everyone should listen to Miss P. She is exactly right. This is something the schools are already doing. You know, in Gaylord, not only do we pay for the schools to do this, and they have Auto Shop, like she said, they have, you know, a cooking program, and students are also able to take classes through the MTech Center, which we pay an additional $1 million for. And then we also have to remember that people are looking for people to work in the trades. There are many businesses that will pay for training when kids graduate high school. And also now the taxpayers in Michigan fund 2 years of taxpayer-funded, quote-unquote, free community college for in-district residents. So there are plenty of ways for children to already have these opportunities. The schools are already doing this. Vocational ed, career tech ed, as they're calling it, is simply vocational ed rebranded so they can get more money from us.
Now, let me ask this question. Because the way I read the language, somebody had sent me the actual ballot language. And what innocently I read that I thought I was reading was, well, they're only asking for $1 per $1,000 of assessed value, and it's only for $4.8 million. That's all they're asking for. But you explained, no, Randy, that's the annual amount they want, and this is for multi-years. And in my opinion, Stephanie, the way they worded the synopsis language that's actually on the ballot, I think they're trying to be mislead the people, the voters, to think it's only a one-time $4.8 million tax.
Yeah, well, everyone should know that a millage request typically never for 1 year. And there was a great sign in Indian River for a while, and it said, today's millage is tomorrow's renewal. So they've already primed the pump with there's possibility of renewal, but this is a $1 million proposal for the next 6 years. And I find that taxable value of $1,000, it's only $100, a little misleading, because most people's taxable value, number one, goes up every year. So you're paying more into the millage every year. And then number two, very few people in this day and age have a home with a taxable value of $100,000. Ours is one and a half times that.
Sure.
You know,
if not more.
if not more. Yes. So, and then it's only 1 mil for this. It's only 2 mils for that. It's only 1 mil for animal control. It's only 0.25 mil for the sportsplex or 0.25 for recycling. It's all coming out of the same dwindling pot, which is your wallet. So we need to stop with this. It's only $100. Who has an extra $100? DTE and consumers are going to raise rates. Things are more expensive at the grocery store. Gas has come down a little, but it could still come down more. And we're simply taxed enough. They get enough money. The other thing I want to mention briefly is per pupil allotment. Every year, the Republicans or Democrats, doesn't matter who, tout more per pupil spending. Last year, it went up $400 some. This year, it's going up another $400 some. So if they want to do more vocational ed, why don't they use that money? And honestly, it's better. Whenever we have a regional bureaucracy wasting the money, they're paying consultants and administrators, it's better that the schools spend their own money and do what makes sense for them. We don't need a regional expert to you know, waste half the money before they give it to the schools. It's just mission creep. It's just another bureaucracy, and we should reject them. If we don't, they will keep doing this. And this will be a renewal in 6 years. I'd put some money on it right now if we pass it.
And that's the point. That's exactly the point. There are pockets, even within your own county, that some of this is not applicable to. I mean, there are pockets in Otsego County, Presque Isle County, Sheboygan County. Some of the kids are doing just fine in a normal curriculum, going to school, doing well in what I call the basic academics. But they're not necessarily interested in wood shop or auto mechanics or computer labs or whatever. They're doing fine. If there is a real need, they've got some problem kids. They're not, you know, doing well in normal academics, quote unquote, then maybe there is a need for them to do something even countywide. But individual school districts, individual schools, this can all be addressed based on student population. If there's a need, then you figure it out. But like you said, they're already getting the most per pupil in the history of our state. Why can't they use that money instead of keep continuing taxing us on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, November 4th?
Exactly. And I would actually dispute the claim that students are doing fine. If you look at student achievement across the COP, ESD, it is in not only decline, but free fall. And I tend to speak a lot about third grade. I was very involved in the Common Core, the fight, as you were, to stop sure. Michigan from adopting the Common Core. So I understand a lot about what they've done in the younger grades. But it's important to note, across the COP ESD, we have the majority of our students are not proficient or only partially proficient in math and reading. And third grade is important, because if you don't get those skills by third grade, it shows you're setting that student up for failure. They're no longer learning the skills to learn. They have to learn, you know, they have to be reading. They have to be able to have grasp of their math facts. And students across the district do not have that. Our SAT scores are declining. In Gaylord, I just read, you know, a good score is the national average, which is about, I think, 1030 or 1040, and we're at 980, and we're the highest in the district. Of course, they don't tell you that. They just tell you, look, we're performing better than the state or the district or whatever, but we're still, according to SAT, performing poorly on that achievement test. I think if we get any more poor results than we already have, they're just going to get rid of testing altogether, because they can't get enough students to pass the test, and they can't put much more lipstick on this pig. Yeah. Our students do not have the skills they need to be bakers, to be electricians. They can't read. They can't do math. It's a district-wide problem, and shoving more money at vocational ed will not fix that.
Sure, absolutely. And I agree with you on that point. What I was saying is what they call normal curriculum. as far as what the kids are doing okay at. But again, they're still failing. They're not getting the job done. That's a whole nother discussion, a whole nother debate on how to fix that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Well, my other point on this point, my phone's blowing up. I got text messages coming in like crazy. Are you committed to work or doing something for the next segment? Because I've got so many text messages. Can you stay over through the break?
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay, good. Because I've got 17 unread messages. I got to get through them at the bottom of the hour news break, and then we'll get into those questions or your comments, I promise. But this is the main point focus of this podcast, this half hour. People in Sheboygan, Otsego, and Presque counties, you all have to vote on Tuesday. This is not an option. This is not a sit this one out. In my opinion and Stephanie's opinion, I'm sure you would agree, this has got to be absolutely a resounding no. We're not going to support this crap anymore. Stop doing it. And people need to get out en masse on Tuesday and vote no on this, Stephanie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just the fact that they ran a one question election in an off year, that should be enough for voters to reject this. It's a sneaky tactic. Government entities do it all the time. They run these May millages, these August millages. People aren't looking for tax increases. There's nothing on the ballot. So they sit home, and we need to say no more of this. I mean, just the costs of running this election alone are completely ridiculous. And so they don't care about your money. They just want more of it.
Well, in talking with Vicki, we have only one question here in Antrim County on Tuesday. Again, even though we defeated it not once, not twice, but three times, they're still trying to do an $18 million bond to build a new jail for little tiny Antrim County. And it's on the ballot. Oh. And as the county clerk, I asked Vicki, I said, honey, how much is this costing us? She goes, to run this election on Tuesday? Yeah, this one question, about $60,000. And I'm going, that's one small little county for this. And we've got three counties trying to do it here, Sheboygan, Otsego, and Presque Isle.
Well, Randy, it's only because you voters didn't understand it. If they had a few more fancy schmancy pictures, or if they had just explained it to you in better terms or whatever, you would have voted for it. So they're just going to give you another chance. They just did this in Inland Lakes. They did it to us a couple years ago with the jail. And honestly, when I make a flyer to hand out to people or spend time, that's my time and my money. These people use your own money to defeat you. They never say vote yes, because that's against the law, but they tell you all the wonderful things that your money will be providing. They tell you all the horrible things that will happen if you vote no. But, you know, it really is a destructive, sneaky, underhanded way to get what they want, and they use your own tax dollars against you, and I'm pretty tired of it.
Yeah, well, one of the other components of this, and I'm gonna wrap up this podcast with this, people need to understand not only the tactic, because let's be honest, Stephanie, how many people thought that this was a completely non-election year? How many people thought that after the November 5th, 2024 presidential year last year was a huge election? Everybody got out. We put out signs. We door knocked. We talked to people. Mm-hmm. We got out to vote. And then we thought we were done, because we wouldn't have to do this again until next year, the midterm elections, where we're getting a new U.S. senator. A U.S. senator, a new U.S. senator. We're getting a new governor, a new attorney general, a new secretary of state. State senators, state reps are all on the ballot. So guess what? We get to take 2025 off, because we got to focus and prepare for next year, the midterm elections. Who even knew there was an election this coming Tuesday, November 4th?
They're banking on that. That's
exactly
all they want.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to take bottom of the hour news break. We're going to ask Stephanie to stay over. We will get to your text messages, I promise. Short break. We'll be right back.